producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The campus of the University of North Dakota Archives Coffee Shop, right across from the Chester Fritz Library, for all the UND alums. That'll bring back lots of memories today. Welcome once again to another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. It's Thanksgiving week. We're thankful for you every week, all year long, but certainly Thanksgiving week as well. We are in Grand Forks today because the Attorney General of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem, announced he is a candidate for governor. That took place moments ago. He is now greeting throngs of supporters. I'm telling you, this place was jammed to the rafters here at Archives Coffee Shop. Oh, pardon me, felt bad for the students who normally come here for a quiet little cup of coffee, Todd, you know, over in the corner with their laptop and their, you know, their studies. And there wasn't much, you know, quaint, quiet little corners to locate here in Grand Forks at Archives, but the normal crowd of those students inundated by the throngs of Republican faithful here for Attorney General Stengem, who did announce moments ago that he is a candidate for governor. This on the day when it sounds like Sarah Vogel is also drawing closer to a decision. You may remember some intel that I picked up from Democratic sources that she was going to be a candidate no matter what, and it sounds like she will be. Of course, Sarah Vogel, the former Attorney General of North Dakota many years ago, and now a bit of long-time active Democrat, kind of from that, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but the old guard Democratic Party, you know, kind of that stalwart, you know, just dyed-in-the-wool Democrats that, you know, I could mention some names and you'd understand what I mean, you know, the high guards, that kind of thing, you know, she would be in this race as well, so... interesting political move by the Democrats. I think any fair reading, you know, you never say never about anything. Who knows what happens over the next year? You don't know. But I prediction for you, Wayne Stengem will be the nominee. And Wayne Stengem will, next November, be elected governor of the state of North Dakota. That is a prediction on the part of a, you know, pundit, if you will, a talk show host. I mean, it doesn't mean you don't have a race. Doesn't mean you don't hear out Sarah Vogel or hear out... Doug Burgum, who's still a potential candidate for this race. Some talk he would run in the primary as well. And then, of course, Rick Becker, a Republican legislator, is in there with a more conservative platform and other Democrats that might come along. So who knows, you know. But you know, any fair tea leaf reading, you'd have to say Wayne Stengem is the odds-on favorite. The guy's been... in elective office a lot of years between his legislative time and 15 years in the chair of attorney general, longer than anybody else, and a very well-known political name, and pretty much just a lily-white political career. No bumps along the way, but for a couple of decisions that some people would squabble with. But anyway, so I think it's a significant day, without question, in the political history of North Dakota in that sense. So who do you want to be governor? What do you think is what should be the top priority for the next governor, whoever that is? And let me just say this: whether it's Sarah Vogel or some other Democrat that throws away the Democrats at one point, George Sinner told us that he didn't think the Democrats would even run a candidate, as an example. And obviously, folks like Sarah Vogel and others heard that and said, "Heck with that noise." So there was obviously even some debate among Democrats about that. That's not good, right? I mean. If you want Wayne Stengem to be the next governor of North Dakota, what you want is Wayne Stengem to be challenged in the convention process. You want a robust discussion amongst the Republicans. And then from the convention and or primary forward to the general election, you want a good race, a good debate, you know. Throw out the issues and bat them around a little bit, because that bodes well for whoever ultimately ends up in the chair. It's a good thing. I know some people, wouldn't want to have a race. And come on. My gosh. We want that for sure. So that's my take, and I welcome yours as well at 800-228-0550 on the program today. How's Todd the Radio God doing?
Woo-hoo! Hey, getting ready for Big Turkey Day here.
Yeah, where are you going for Turkey Day anyway?
The in-laws is across the river.
All right, you'll be staying home.
No big travel, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Manny, how about you? What's the big plan for Thanksgiving?
Eating lots and lots of turkey.
You debating whether you're going to eat like a 20 or 25 pounder? Are you going for the big one so there's lots of leftovers or what?
I'll probably be 20 or 25 pounds heavier when you guys talk to me again on Monday.
There you go. So when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, speaking of a few pounds heavier, is it bacon?
He'll be eating Cloverdale ham or something.
Oh, there you go. Is it the ham? Is it the, yeah. Well, you know, we always do the warm-up, too, with lots of summer sausage and the cheese and...
Oh, yeah.
Little liver pate. You know, you got to warm up before you get into the really
good
stuff.
That's how we got into a thing of, you know, January 1st, everybody starts wanting to lose weight because between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, we've all gorged. So that's how that tradition started. So,
and tomorrow we'll do our annual white meat, dark meat survey. We'll get a little bit of that going. We also are thankful for our veterans, so we'll be at the North Dakota Veterans Home in Lisbon tomorrow on the program. We're going to chat with some vets. Specifically going down there because we are thankful for our vets. So look forward to that as well. And, of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we're very thankful this week. Anyway, when you call the program, you get the opportunity to chat with Manny. So Manny will be he's our call screener. And, of course, Todd and I are always here to take your calls as well. So we're all in the family here. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd with your questions or comments. Maybe you have a question for Wayne Stengel, who will join us momentarily. Text it in, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, to send your comments via text. Emails, always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You have time for picture if you want to do that, because we're going to go to a break here anyway, so then we'll get the picture out of the way. The Attorney General is being mobbed. People want photos, right? So I think he's on his 50th photo as he's made his way over here. So
thought it was you getting mobbed.
No. Nobody wants a photo of me.
Really?
They kick me in the shins and they ask for a photo with Wayne. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been
that
a routine.
You don't photobomb? Is that the deal?
I have the bruises.
He falls over. Hey, here's a way you can't photo. Yeah, remember that trick for the holidays? If you got somebody in photo bombs, just a good kick of their shins, they'll fall down. Problem solved.
Yeah, exactly right. But anyway, get those questions or comments in by text, by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can also send them in by text, or we prefer for you to just call. Pick up the telephone and give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Why? One, we're harmless, lovable fuzzballs. There's nothing to worry about with kind of think of Todd and I as your favorite uncles, right? And Manny on the phone, you know, any questions you have, it's really easy. Not a problem. Piece of cake, okay? So remember that. And we love your phone calls. We're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, which you can find online at secureenergyfuture.org. That is secureenergyfuture.org. If you go there, a number of things you'll find. My personal favorite is that little widget calculator that actually allows you the opportunity to determine just how much the EPA is going to cost you in your power bill. In other words, this clean power plan, if they get their way, how much more will you pay? There's a little widget that tells you exactly that online that is real easy to find, okay? You can also find out how to take action. And you can, you know, in other words, tell your elected officials how critical coal is to preserving low-cost, abundant electricity and supporting thousands of jobs in our region. And get the very latest news, because things change like minute to minute. It's unbelievable. So all that is at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, one of our fine sponsors. All right, he's done being mobbed now by the crowd and able to come over and chat with us, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, now candidate for governor in North Dakota, Wayne Stengel. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scott.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. This was just a wonderful crowd and a wonderful, enthusiastic group, so it was just a pleasure to come back here to Grand Forks, North Dakota, where elective office for me started when I first ran for the legislature. I was a third-year student at the law school across the street here and ran for the legislature and then served for 24 years after that. So I've always started my campaign right here in this coffee shop at Christus Rex Lutheran Church, and had to come back and do the same thing this time.
Six times now you've made that announcement.
I made the announcement right here in this coffee shop. And the reason I like this coffee shop is I was on the board of directors of the church at the time when they decided that we'd add this addition on and provide for a coffee house where students could come over and study and congregate, head over in through the door into the church if they...
It's great.
It's a great place, and it's very popular here on campus. Beautiful place.
Yeah, no, and to look over your shoulder as you're making the announcement and see, you know, the Chester Fritz Library behind you, and, of course, surrounded by the campus with so many memories, obviously pretty special.
It's a beautiful campus, too.
It sure is. All right, we need to take a little break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about your announcement today, which, by the way, there's a lot of folks that will be hearing this announcement. Wayne is headed next to Fargo. NDSU Alumni Center at 12:15, and then at the North Dakota Heritage Center in Bismarck tonight at 5:15. Tomorrow, Minot and Dickinson. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here. Tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Grand Forks on the campus of the University of North Dakota. Pulled in here bright and early this morning. That sign lit up over the walkway, University of North Dakota, kind of gives you, that thrill of being on a great campus. So I know it's something that UND faithful everywhere will think about, and a place near and dear to the Attorney General and now candidate for Governor Wayne Stengem, who joins us on the program. Just moments after taking to the podium and making the first announcement of many, I mentioned that you'll be in Fargo 12:15 today, Bismarck 5:15 tomorrow, Minot 8:30 a.m. at Delismo Cafe. Is that what you said?
Delissimo, yes. Downtown Minot.
Delissimo.
Downtown Minot.
Look at this.
12:15, by the way, at the NDSU Alumni Center. People are more than welcome to attend.
Yeah,
5:15. And then at the Heritage Center in Bismarck at 5:15 this afternoon.
5:15 tonight, Minot tomorrow, Delissimo.
Right.
Got to get my Italian in shape here. At 8:30, and then in Dickinson, West River Community Center at 11. Monday is in a week from yesterday, Lewis and Clark Elementary School, Williston. Back to where it started, huh?
Lewis and Clark School is where I went to grade school, and I really wanted to go back there. I was going to do that on Wednesday, but as it turns out, they're out for the Thanksgiving holiday, and the principal there was so excited about doing this event. She said, will you please, can we make it another time? I said, we'll do it on the 30th. We're going to do it in the gymnasium, and I hope to have the students there and talk to them about my life growing up in Williston, North Dakota.
So a couple of questions about your announcement today. One, I got a strong sense that a priority is going to be diversifying our economy and continuing to make sure all our eggs are not in one basket.
And that is just a critical thing that I think we've learned in North Dakota history. You know, when our pioneer forefathers came here 150 years ago, they only did one thing. They grew wheat. And they realized that you can't depend on just one commodity. And so they started to diversify. And then as time went on, we also realized we are sitting atop an enormous reserve of energy, coal, natural gas, oil, and we can develop those. And then in addition to that, marvelous things are happening here at the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks and in Fargo with high tech and ag research. And that is a large part of the reason, that kind of high tech and the research and those things that are going on, that surveys have shown that North Dakota is one of the top places for young people to come and live. And it's because of those new kinds of opportunities. We need to diversify all those things so that we're not depending just on oil, not just on agriculture, even though agriculture is and should always be our top commodity here in North Dakota. We need to make sure that we have other resources here, and we're working hard to develop them. We'll continue to do that, and that is going to be a focus looking forward.
You mentioned another issue, speaking of agriculture, on redoubling our efforts on getting our products to other markets and finding other markets. Where's a place we could go we're not? Where would you start there?
You know, we can sell these anywhere in the world. Our products are in demand anywhere. And the problem that we have, of course, in large part with selling our products is not that they are, not because the quality is anything to worry about, but because when the Chinese economy starts to tank, then they can't afford to have our product. We're hoping their economy comes back, because when it does, they'll continue to buy our products, our prices will go up, and we can go, and we are going all across the world. I mentioned here our North Dakota State Mill and Elevator grinds wheat and sells it to bagel shops in New York, and we are told that there are bagel shops in New York all over the place who will only buy North Dakota mill wheat for their bagels because of its top quality.
Sounds like a business opportunity for us.
That's what we have to offer all around the country, all around the world, and we can do that with all of the commodities that we produce. I have to give our ag commissioner great credit for the work that he does, going to Cuba and China and Korea and all around the world promoting. We need to do even more of that.
You mentioned energy. Encouraging more energy development, at the same time, obviously, protecting the environment. Two areas. One, on more development, where you see we haven't reached the bar, right? Everybody thinks we're at the peak, but where can we do more?
One place that we can do more, and first we need, of course, more pipelines to get our oil and our natural gas out, but we can do more by encouraging the development of those, and then all of the products that come along with it. The polyethylene that you can make into the plastics, like Badlands is working on doing out in western North Dakota. Diesel fuel refinery like we saw in Dickinson. We can see more of those coming along. And all of the things that come along with the utilization of the byproduct, the natural gas for fertilizer and all of those kinds of things, those are areas that we can further eliminate the flaring that we're seeing through the pipelines and then end use for that product.
On the better protecting our environment, category? Is there an area where we're not doing as well as we should be, do you think?
Well, you know, we've done a good job on the Industrial Commission of reducing spills. We need to do more than that. I know that we cringe, and so do the companies, whenever there's a spill, because they know they have to clean it up. And one thing, when I talk to those folks, they know they have to clean it up, and they also know that it is very important for them that they continue to have the support and trust of the citizens, and that means reducing the possibility of accidents and spills. And they always know that it's much more expensive to clean it up than it is to prevent it in the first place. We can continue to do those kinds of things, and we need to, and work with them to assure that that's happened. We have a robust series of regulations that includes containment centers around the well sites. We don't allow open reserve pits anymore, and all of those kinds of things, plus pipeline inspection, all of those kinds of things are very critical. Plus, we need to make sure that we're working with our farmers through mediation and other programs to make sure we can get those pipelines in, because the new modern pipelines are as safe as they can be. They're getting better and better all the time.
I hear a lot of concern from folks who see commodity prices come down and see the state essentially running on a lot of those commodity prices, and the economy obviously driven by commodities in a large way in North Dakota. Are we spending too much as a state right now? Do we need to trim our expenditures?
Well, I think that the legislature is very wise in the way that they did things during the last session and the session before that, too. Setting aside most of that oil reserve, which is set aside into special funds. It goes into the legacy funds and other funds. And then using the funds that we had for tax relief, and using the funds that we have for one-time expenditure, infrastructure out in western North Dakota, clearly the new medical school here on the university campus, a badly needed facility, all paid for and not an ongoing expense. And so that was very wise. And as we look forward to new budgets, if the price of oil doesn't come up, though I expect it will, but if it doesn't, then we have to do what we've always done, which I did during my 24 years in the legislature when times were lean, make the priorities and reduce the spending where we have to.
A texter here wanted to know, if you become governor, what will you do to stand up to the EPA and their dangerous agendas, such as the Clean Power Act?
Well, I think there's no question about the support and the commitment that I have on the Clean Power Plan, Waters of the U.S., all of those regulations that are coming in from Washington, D.C. We alone in North Dakota were the first state, through the leadership that I provided in putting that coalition together, to get the injunction against the Waters of the U.S. We got an injunction against the BLM's anti-fracking rule. We'll continue to do that under the Clean Power Plan. And what's important to remember is that if I'm elected governor, I will continue that commitment. And if I'm elected, I will be able to appoint my replacement, who will be somebody who is equally committed to making sure that we're standing up for the rights and interests of the state of North Dakota, remembering that we're doing it right, and we need to make sure that we continue to do it right and not rely on a one-size-fits-all federal overreach in those areas.
Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
Yep.
My pleasure, Scott. We'll be talking over the next few months.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Wayne.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Wayne Stengem, candidate for governor from Grand Forks. More coming up. At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping you tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22. The Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39. The Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss Sandwiches, only $1.99. And the Licorice Twists and Bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life Club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Friend Al Nagel down at the Aberdeen location of Hedolls. Hedolls has it. What do I mean by that? Well, they have the parts you need when you need it, but they also have great people. Folks like Al, who's a longtime manager of the machine shop down there. So he's a top machinist. This is a craft. He's also, like many folks at Hedolls, he loves the cars, and you know, I think he's into snowmobiles, I guess, and motorcycles, and he and his wife ride bikes on neat trips. He's told me about before, really. But been there since August of '79. Yep. So he's the guy that's doing all the good work. And those machine shops at Hedolls are legendary. I mean, down at the Aberdeen shop, they have the state-of-the-art Rottler CNC machining center, and it's about $250,000 investment in that machine. Very specialized. Can do about any type of machining on an engine block. Cylinder head. Five guys in the shop that can do anything from a little 5-horse Honda all the way up to a V8 or a V12 Caterpillar. Ability to do just about any of that. So that's the kind of expertise that they have right there. And if you get there to see Al, I asked him about his cars, and we spent a little time talking about a Malibu GTX2 that he has. But his the snowmobiles, three of them. Can-Am Spider. Motorcycles, they got a lot of fun toys. So ask them about those. Al Nagel at Hedolls. All right. Wayne Stengem's in as candidate for governor. What's your reaction to that? Let's talk about it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman. All right. You guys love to talk about things in the chat, but not tell me in my ear. Is this better now, Todd? Can you
talk? Keep talking.
How's this?
Next time, I'll just turn my mic on and vomit right away. And then
I actually turned my microphone earlier on. I said I'm going to switch microphones because we're in a coffee shop here. We're at the Archives Coffee Shop, and there was a lot of noise in the background, so we switched mics. So I said, "Is this okay?" And nobody. Nobody responded. They were busy, I guess, you know.
It changed.
Playing Crush or what?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it was fine, but you sports guys are all alike. You guys always test mics at a certain level. Okay, is it fine now? Is it fine? And then you start talking. So much louder, you know.
Anyway, how's this now, guys? Everything okay? Everything okay? And just so you know, for the sake of
this out of the way on the air, that's good.
For the sake of our listeners, just tell me when it's happening like that.
Well, we're just waiting for listeners to tell you because
you're on a roll, Scott. I didn't want to interrupt you. You know.
Yeah, really. No,
you
kidding.
were on a roll. I mean,
this is Heedle's time here.
Takes 10 seconds. Turn your mic down. Okay. Yeah. We'll do it.
Takes 2 seconds to read the screen.
Yeah. I have many screens. I have many.
Don't forget, I've done this show solo in a lightning storm sitting behind the wheel.
Yeah.
So
don't play horror stories from Todd Mitchell. Anyway, back to, sorry for the inside baseball.
With one laptop.
Yeah. Sorry for the inside baseball.
We
have lots of texts today, which I'm going to get to, but I'm waiting for more emails and calls as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's see here. Deciding which text to go to here as we await the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline from ringing. Also, don't forget that tomorrow we will be at the Veterans Home. Off for Thursday Thanksgiving, but we're going to, speaking of veterans, because we're thankful for those veterans, we're going to replay the Veterans Day program we did, where we had a number of veterans on. We were raising some bucks for the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery lighting campaign. A lot of feedback about that show, so we thought perfect day to do that on Thanksgiving and then Friday. I'm looking for some very busy shopping place to be. I can't be stuck in some studio. Just if you have any suggestions on where to go, we'll just, whoever gets the most votes, that's where we'll go on Friday. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be the busiest place in the Northern Plains.
Wouldn't that be wherever you are?
No. No, I'm going to go to them. Okay? And next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here. So that's why I want to give you time to chime in on this governor's race. Or anything else. Here's the texters. Sounds like the establishment thinks Stengem has the nomination all wrapped up. Not so fast. I like Rick Becker's conservatism. Don't count all your eggs till they're hatched. And I think I said that, you know, when I said, look, if you were looking at the political prognostications and you said, okay, here's the one scenario, here's another, whatever. Let's be honest. The odds are Wayne Stengem will be the governor. But I also said, look, let's have a robust convention. Let's have hopefully a good Democratic candidate and a great race. So,
almost a year to go here too. That's the other thing. A lot can happen.
Yeah. Well, obviously on the Republican side at the convention, you have now till early April when the actual convention happens. Then you have a primary, and we have had candidates run against each other in the primary before. You have the actual election itself, to your point, Todd. Then you have November. So you've got a lot of different steps along the way. But what I'm saying is anybody that's being reasonable, okay, and looks at the political landscape, says Wayne Stengem and his record, candidate for governor, he's going to win. He's a, you know, again, has a strong likelihood
to win. He's
certainly
the front runner. He's certainly
anything
the front runner of the heir apparent, yeah.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, so, anything can happen.
Let's just be adults about it. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. So, okay. 800, somebody just texted 100 million votes for you to be at West Acres on Friday. Wow.
Okay, your wife doesn't count there in the voting, does she?
She did not. That's not from her.
Oh, it's not from her.
From a male listener. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The stalker.
Yeah. So anyway, you're gonna have to top that. West Acres. It would be the mall in Fargo. Can you just call it the mall? I mean, why doesn't nobody ever say? I always say I'm going to the mall, but nobody says, you know, like Dakota Square. Minot doesn't say come to the mall, right? They don't got to say, come on over to. I guess Columbia Mall is the closest to it. West Acres Mall. They have mall in their name, but they always have to have fancy schmancy names.
Places have mall in their name? I mean, heck, in Bismarck, Kirkwood, of course, is the biggest one, but there's Gateway Fashion Mall.
True.
Technically, there's Northbrook Mall and probably a few others just I'm not thinking of right now.
Anyway, top that, Kirkwood. Good luck. That's a lot of votes from one person. I like how this works.
Also, if I text you $200 million, then am I in the run, in the race?
Well, then they'd have to go $300 million then. Yeah, so just keep it coming. Okay. I like these arm races. Let's see here. Another texter says, please thank Mr. Stengem for a direct, concise answer. Mr. Stengem is actually not here any longer at the Archives Coffee Shop on University, across from the Chester Fritz. But
well, maybe it was concise.
He did give a very direct and concise answer. So it's
if he does win, he'll also have the most misspelled name among all current governors, probably.
Yeah. Here's a text I don't understand. Can you translate this one for me, Todd? Find out how much money was wasted on that spark mess a few years ago.
You know what I know on that one. That was exactly as it came in.
All right. Maybe that was meant for somebody else.
If that texter would like to, it came in at 9:15 this morning, so maybe that texter can clear that up for us, and then I can relay that information.
Exactly right. All right. Something I said?
I don't.
You think so?
I don't even want to begin to speculate on that, because I read that too, and I thought, well, maybe Scott will understand it. Obviously not, because I didn't either when I saw it. I thought, maybe I missed something. I don't know.
We asked also today on our Facebook page, now that Wayne Stengem has announced he's running for governor, starting here in Grand Forks, next in Fargo, Bismarck, and then all across the state for a statewide tour over the next few days, who would be the strongest Democratic opponent to run against Stengem? Or whoever the Republican nominee is, would you say? Who would be the strongest? Harry says double HH. And she could give up her Senate seat, just saying. Probably would be, although she's announced she's not going to. But that doesn't mean she could not. But
A politician change their mind? Or anybody, for that matter.
Politically speaking, again, I'm just going to speak truth here, okay? Politically speaking, strong Democrat candidate, those three words together just don't play in Grand Forks. I mean, in North Dakota, rather. I mean, I guess Heidi Heitkamp would be it because she is in the United States Senate, but she won by 3,000 votes, and I would argue is less popular today than she was when she got elected because of some votes. So that's not a long list, is what I'm saying, that are out there. But
well, yeah, the bench isn't all that deep. You're right. I mean, there's only so many names you could even put on the list.
Yeah.
Let alone debate whether they're strong enough or not.
And Joel Heitkamp has told others that he is still a candidate, still considering it. And I don't doubt that. I think he would be the kind of candidate that would be the term you would use in the business is bomb throwing candidate, right? You just go in there and really mix it up, really be loud and proud and just.
Well, who would you pick if you had to go up against Wayne Stengem? Let's say the Democratic. I this is purely hypothetical, obviously. Let's say the Democrats came up with the biggest barrel of money you've ever heard of or seen and said, we want you to beat the Republicans. How would you do it?
That's what I'm saying. It's a real tough deal. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the way to do it, and that's one of the reasons I believe Joel's still strongly considering it, is to just be that bomb thrower where you go in and just it's tar and feather.
Well, let me come a different direction. If not him, then who?
It's called the scorched earth policy, where you just, the scorched earth campaign, where you just go in and...
Texter says, let's just skip a Democratic for governor candidate.
That's not good either, though. I honestly don't think that's a good thing. I mean, that doesn't make the Republican candidate better. Let's have a race. Where's your ideas? What would you do different? Lay it on the line,
But they have their work cut out for them, because let's face it, the Republican bench seems to be quite deep. The Democratic bench seems to have one person who's already taken their name out and another person who may or may not give up his current position.
Yeah, and Sarah Vogel, she would come in and run a strong campaign from her very liberal, environmental extremist viewpoint. But she's not the future of the Democratic Party.
In a debate setting, does she win over Stengem?
No. I mean, she would be tenacious, but she's, I don't think so. Want your take? You got ours. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Who says saving has to feel like sacrifice? Why should planning for tomorrow get in the way of living today? Wouldn't it be great to make once in a lifetime happen more than once? At Alaris, we'll help you reach your financial goals so you can achieve your dreams again and again. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Scott, how about on the corner of I-94 and I-29? That should probably be the busiest place in the state. And we have a couple seats for Todd and I. We want to watch. Have a good day.
I was looking for a place to broadcast from on Friday, day after Thanksgiving. There's a suggestion. So that has one vote out in the cold at the intersection of I-29-994 and 100 million votes for West Acres. So there you go. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550-studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up here in a moment, brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of the Apache sprayers. The 2016 models are in right now. The 2015s are deeply discounted. The low-interest financing remains still available. And they have some great used machines on their website. If you go to highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, you find a lot of great deals there. And then, of course, there's the ET Ag Center as well, which means they have 50,000 parts in stock at their Mandan and their Fargo location, south of Fargo, Frontier, actually. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll get it for you in no time. We're at Archives Coffee Shop today. And it is on University Drive in Grand Forks, right directly across. I'm just looking out the window right now, literally right across the main entrance from the Chester Fritz Library. Chester Fritz Library, famous part of the campus. Is there a more beautiful campus? I mean, just your typical collegiate campus than the University of North Dakota? I'm biased. I get that. I admit it. But it's just flat out beautiful. Like NDSU is spread out. Right? There's some downtown, there's some new buildings, there's some old buildings, but, you know, you look at the university now from the medical school, which would be, you know, to the north, all the way, you know, I guess to the Alara Center on the south, a lot of student housing out that way, and then and in between along university. I mean, you drive up and down university, to me, you could be at Harvard, you could be at Yale. It's really, it's beautiful. It's a great place. I'm biased. I realize that. I love the place.
Harvard Yale
life.
Without the snobbery, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Except
right.
When it comes to hockey, maybe, but it's earned, so.
Right. All right, a couple of emails coming in here. And I'll go to Phil, actually, here, and Bismarck was waiting to weigh in. Go to you, Phil, first, and then some of these emails. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I want to help out my Democrat brothers and sisters. They don't really have a lot, so I'm going to volunteer to run for governor as a Democrat. And I pledge to go to every corner of North Dakota and go through point by point exactly what the Democrat platform is. I'll go to Falkirk. I promise to go to Falkirk and tell every miner exactly what the APA is going to do to them. I'll go to every woman's center and tell them exactly what's going on with Planned Parenthood. I'll go to every farm the North Dakota Farm Bureau meeting and explain to them exactly what the waters of the Waters Act is and exactly what the EPA does and why, as Democrats, we're 100% for that right down the line. Every gun show, every shooting range in the state, I'll be there explaining why the Democrat Party is all about gun control. Because, you know, if they don't really have anybody who's articulating their message properly, then I'm just a helpful guy. What do you think?
I'm wondering how you're going to get any votes with that message in those locations. But, since you're running as a Democrat, I guess I'm okay with your plan.
You know, it's about being truthful. You know, I mean, it's a matter of principle because we're like the tolerant people. And, we say we are. They say they are because I'm just doing this as a favor to them.
Yeah.
And how above board and how ethical and honest and, you know, and every other, you know, nice word you could say that Democrats are and how caring they are. So to be a good sport, I'm going to be right out there telling the truth.
And right on.
Wayne will probably get 99.9% of the votes, but hey, what's fair is fair. It's truth. Truth is, it's a good thing. So what the heck?
Good for you, Phil. Appreciate the call, and have fun on that platform. Keep us posted. A little more of an informal announcement for you versus how Wayne Stengem did it today here at Archives Coffee House in Grand Forks on the campus of UND. But nonetheless, hey, it works for you. How about that? All right, we have a South Dakota caller that has a vote for a broadcast location. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
200 million votes for Scott standing outside in the cold.
Oh, just anywhere in the cold. Okay. I wanted to go on the criteria.
That's the leader, 200 million. You heard him, 200 million.
The criteria is where the most people would be. I don't think that guy likes me. He just wants me to stand out in the cold, and he's not following the criteria.
He's not saying specifically where in the cold. It can be someplace, and I-29 and I-94 would be an excellent location and be out in the cold. So maybe that's the one.
I said
the
most people.
Which would mean that would have 200 million and one vote.
Let me clarify. What I'm looking for is to be at the place where the majority of folks will be Friday morning, you know, like shoppers, you know. Where will most people congregate the Friday after Thanksgiving? Black Friday.
Or where will they congregate? That's a whole different discussion.
Now, Gordon emails different question, different point. That is all we need again. He says another middle-of-the-road Republican. We need Rick Becker, a true conservative Republican. Thanks. All right. Well, if you're a Rick Becker supporter, you're obviously going to say that Wayne Stenjum is a middle-of-the-road Republican. And, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, I'm glad Rick Becker is running because he'll voice some conservative principles, and that's good
Absolutely.
For the ultimate process. But thanks for the call.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.